So while they're taking a seat, we're going to switch gears this morning. We have been working our way through a sermon series called Urban Legends and really have been enjoying that. But I just thought this morning, since we've got all these families here and young families are committing to raise their children in the ways of the Lord, I thought maybe this morning I could take a little time and just talk about parenting, raising your children, training them up in the ways of the Lord. Actually, I figure that's such an easy thing, we should probably be able to do the whole thing in 10 or 15 minutes, get it all figured out, right? You know, two easy steps. You know, parenting today, I don't know if it's changed, but I just think parenting today is the ultimate challenge. I mean, there is so much out there. Everybody's got their opinion on how to raise your child. Your friends, your neighbors, your parents, your siblings, your coworkers, and all the experts on TV. And it gets a bit overwhelming. Especially when you think about the reality that every family is unique. Every family is different. Every child is different. There is no one size fits all. And even in your own home, every child is unique. And so, we really believe that dedicating the child is a spiritual event. And I'm convinced that raising your children, at least my experience, raising your children in the ways of God was the ultimate challenge of whether I really knew God or not. It sort of goes like this. Like if you're a young person and you say, I have a relationship with God, I say, you know, that's awesome. But wait till you get married, then we'll find out if you know God. And then if you're a young married and you say, I have a relationship with God, I say, you know, that's really awesome. But wait till you have a kid or two, then you'll find out if you really know God. Because here's the thing. Well, first of all, I feel bad. I truly feel bad for people who are trying to raise their children without the help of God. I just think, man, you need help. I needed help. And my relationship with God became so much more real as I raised my children. I had so many situations where I didn't know what to do. You know, God, do I punish them now? Do I not punish them? Should I be harsh on them? Should I be gentle? Should I let them slide? Should I let them do this thing? Should I not let them do this thing? I mean, hundreds of questions as your children are growing. And I'm telling you, God gets involved. He really helps. There are so many times I would be thinking, God, what am I going to do? And all of a sudden this idea, this thought would pop into my head. Do this. Say that. Go here. And it'd be like, wow, thanks, God. And I've attributed that even to all my children as they grew up. I'm pretty sure God honored our dedication of our children and helped us raise our children in the ways of God. So this morning, I want to talk about the title for my sermon here this morning is called Cross Train. Cross Train. And the reason I want to use this concept, cross train, because I just want to take a few minutes and maybe just talk a little bit about what does God's word say about raising children? And here at the church, we take it seriously, our responsibility to assist you in raising your child. Now, in raising your child, ultimately, it is your responsibility. It's not the government, it's not the school, and it isn't the church. But you will have greater success if you learn how to team up with, especially the church, because we're on the same plane. We're thinking the same way. And this is the thing I think which is so beneficial about children's ministry. We have committed time, energy, and money with our building, with our programs, with our staff, to training and educating your children. And here's what I say, if you are a young parent, you ought to be involved in children's ministry because this is where you get help on how to teach your children. You get material and you go, man, that's really good. You'll get help and you'll be instructed and you'll be supported in your training of your children. You ought to be involved in children's ministry if you have young children. And then I would say, if you're a grandparent and you don't have grandchildren around, you ought to be in the back being grandparent to the children that don't have grandparents around. It is an awesome opportunity to influence young people, to make an impact in their lives. So this morning, I just want to look at one passage. It's in Proverbs 22, verse 6. We'll read this and just talk about a few parts that stand out. It's one I'm sure many of us are familiar with. Proverbs 22, verse 6. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. So now this is a proverb many times you'll see on child, you know, Christian church material. It's a proverb with great promise. The first part of it's saying we need to train up our children in the way they should go. So the first question I have is, what exactly does it mean, train? How do you train? I think maybe there's two parts to training. Simply, you could say there's formal training and there's informal training. Your formal training would be like school, a teacher. Your informal training would be what goes on in the home. And when it comes to formal training, mom and dad, you have to be involved in that. And usually that's a big process because you're trying to figure out, should it be a Christian school? Should it be a public school? Should it be a private school? Should it be homeschool? And there's pros and cons on both of those. You hear people on both sides. Ultimately, you have to make that decision. I know we struggled with that all the way through with our children. Sometimes they were in Christian school, sometimes they weren't. Sometimes they were homeschooled, sometimes they weren't. But each year we would try and figure it out. We try and figure it out for each child. But here's something I have learned from observation, okay? I have seen some very well-adjusted young men and young women graduate from Christian schools. I have also seen some very poorly adjusted children, young men and young women graduate from Christian schools. I've seen some well-adjusted, fine young men and young women graduate from public schools. I've also seen some really bad stories graduate from public schools. I've seen some great young men and young women graduate from private schools. I've seen some wild young men and young women graduate from private schools. I've seen some great, well-adjusted young men and young women finish through homeschool, and I've seen some very poorly adjusted young men and young women from homeschool. So here's my conclusion. The education, the formal training is important, but the informal training, which takes place in your home, has the greatest influence, period. Do not miss that. This training that they're talking about is not send your child away, it will be done. It's saying, mom and dad, here's a promise. If you are involved in that informal training at home and take advantage of it, good things will happen. Train them up in the way they should go, and when they're old, they won't depart. So what are the ways a child should go? Well, at our home, we were pretty sure where we knew where our children, we wanted them to grow up in a Christian way. We didn't apologize for that. They were not left to figure it out themselves. In our home, our children went to church on Sunday because that's who we are. Not because we're self-righteous, it's who we are. Our children read the Bible. We read to them. We involved them in Bible clubs. We had them memorize scripture. Bible was an important part of our home life. I mean, I did what it took. I paid them to read the Bible. I didn't care. It works, you know. Bible. Read the Bible. That, you know, this is the training that it's talking about. Being in church. Like, it's not even our children. It's our life. So even if they're not my child and you're living in my home and it's Sunday, guess what? You're going to church. If you respect me in my home, we go to church on Sunday. This is who we are. Teach your children to serve at a young age. Teach them to serve. Teach them to give. This is what it's talking about. Teach them in the way you want them to go. Instruct them. Send them in that direction, and it will help. You have that chance to influence them. I would just add, I think there's a little bit more to this passage than just teaching your children about spiritual life. I think it also means be involved in their career decisions. And I'm truly convinced many parents are not aware of this. Many parents think they should have no input on their child's career, and they leave their child to themselves. Yet there's a proverb that says a child left to himself is a disgrace to his parents. Mom and dad, be a part of your child's career decisions. Help them. Help them. Help them go as they go through school. And you see areas where they're interested in, they're passionate about. Give them some direction. And then maybe try to ease it a little bit to say, look, this is just a direction we're going to steer you. We think you should go this way. You have influence in their lives. Why not you rather than no one or their friends or some teacher? Help them find a career. I think it's the saddest thing when I see young men, young women graduate high school, have no direction in their lives. And then it's worse, they graduate college, they have no direction in their lives. I'm thinking, man, somebody should have been involved. Not just Christian upbringing, but also career. Help them in their decisions. Then I would just add this. This is what I call personal opinion. So this is not like written in the Bible, but here's my personal opinion. I think the training should be well-rounded. In other words, I'm really convinced that many parents miss the boat when it comes to a well-rounded education. They understand, you know, teach them science, whether they're going to be a science teacher or not. Teach them history, whether they're going to be a history teacher or not. Teach them math, whether they're going to be a math teacher or not. They teach them those subjects, but I think you drop the ball. I really think every student, every child should be taught music. I truly believe that. I think that will really help them. And here's my experience. I don't know if I've ever met an adult who has told me that they learned music as a child and they regretted it. But I have met many, many adults who say, I wish I would have taken lessons as a child. I would just say, I think you get a more well-rounded child. I would also, again, this, I'm throwing out personal opinion, I think your child should be involved in team sports. There's something beneficial about your child having to learn to get along with other kids playing a sport. I think it's just great. And then just when it comes to college, listen, they should all go to OSU. I know that I'll find a Bible verse that says that. Just kidding. No. If they go to college, I've got so many opinions on that, but I would just tell you this. They ought to make sure you can help them get a degree that when they graduate, they can get a job with a degree. And they don't all have to go to college. At least 50% of the jobs that adults have do not require college education and pay great salaries. So anyway, just talking about the training. First and foremost, their Christian life. Second, I would expand it to a well-rounded education. But I just want to close with one more, this thing about when they're old. When he is old, he will not depart from it. So there's a lot of different interpretations. What does that mean? What kind of promise is that? I will just take it at the simplest form. I think this is an encouragement to say, teach them when they're young, when they're impressionable, and it'll stay with them even into their old age. So this is just a little bit of wisdom to say, take the time and the energy. It's costly. I mean, raising my children when they were little took a lot of time and energy, trying to be available and trying to catch them in those teachable moments. But this is saying, if you take the time and invest in them when they're little, you will be a voice in their head even when they're old. We're talking about serious influence and embracing that. And rather than staying away from it, embrace the fact that you are the mom and dad, and when you have this young child, their heart and mind is a clean slate, and when you speak into them, it becomes written on their heart and mind. It's permanent. And years later, they'll hear your voice. And the cool thing is, it'll be the voice of God. It'll be the truths of God. So I think this is just saying, listen, take advantage of it. Take advantage of it. Invest now. You'll reap a benefit later. I loved the comment that Megan shared at the beginning. Matter of fact, I love it so much, I think we're going to try and put it on the entrance to our children's ministry. It says, in the race to a children's heart, the first one who gets there wins. It's saying, teach them when they're young, invest the time, energy, and money. Make yourself available. Be careful. Be careful in your career choices, what you're doing. You only have this short period of time where you get the greatest impact. Now, you influence your child, obviously, the rest of your life, but I think this is saying, go for it when they're young, and it'll stay with them the rest of their lives. Amen? Amen. Let's pray. Father, I thank you that you are so actively involved in parenting and raising children. And God, that when we ask for your help, you're right there. I thank you that your word gives us wisdom. I thank you for the promise of your word that says if we take the time and invest in our children when they're young, God, it will stay with them. It'll ride with them through their whole lives, God. It becomes the voice they hear in their head. God, we want to win the race to our children's hearts. Help us be the first to get there, God, to make that impact. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's all stand. We'll take our offering at this time. You know, anytime you talk about parenting, there's this little bit of twinge of guilt, like, should have done better, could have done better. You know, it's the most rewarding thing you can ever do. It's the most demanding thing you can ever do, but sometimes it's guilt-ridden. And I just want to take a moment here this morning. I want to pray for every mom and dad in this room and just maybe awaken within you the reality that you still have influence. I don't care how old your child is. Maybe even some of us have got wayward children. But I want to pray this morning, the Holy Spirit awaken within you that you would embrace the fact you have influence in your child's life and that you take advantage of that and use it. So if you're a mom or dad, just raise your hand. I want to pray for you this morning. Father, for every mother and father in this room right now, God, first I just pray you release them from any sense of guilt, God, that they can put their mistakes into your hand, and God, they can embrace the fact that there's still opportunity to influence their child, their children. God, that you give them wisdom, when to speak, what to say. Give them eyes to see those teachable moments, God. God, we pray this morning for any of our children that are wayward. God, we pray that today they would hear their mom and dad's voice in their head, God, and it would be your voice. Draw them back. I pray a blessing, God. The anointing of a mom and a dad be on every person here this morning. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, we're going to finish up the service here. I'm going to pray the benediction over you. So if you would just raise your hand, and I'm going to pray. The Lord bless you, and the Lord keep you. The Lord cause his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord lift up his countenance and give you peace. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. God bless you. That ends our service this morning.